You are listening to CJLO News.
p.m. August 6th, I'm outside of the home of Minister Melanie Joly, where demonstrators are protesting the shipping of arms and munitions to Israel during Canada's arms embargo. There are about 60 protesters outside of the minister's private residence, banging pots and pans and chanting. They have been here for about 1 hour. They show no sign of leaving.
Melanie Joly is Canada's federal cabinet minister of industry. During the Trudeau government, she was minister of foreign affairs. On September 10th, Joly stated to press that Canada would be barring the shipping of domestically made arms to Israel to be used in Gaza. She said, quote, "We will not have any form of arms or parts of arms being sent to Gaza, period," unquote. But a recent investigative report from activist groups show possible contradictions in Joly's claims, and activists are now accusing her of lying. Publicly available shipping and Israeli tax data show Canadian goods labeled as weapon parts and ammunition continued to enter Israel at a time the government said goods were not being shipped. The report indicates 391 shipments, including bullets, military equipment, weapons parts, aircraft components, and communication devices, were exported from Canada to Israel between October 2023 and June of 2025. Public information from the Israeli Tax Authority confirms bullets and weaponry entered the country from Canada during this time period. This public data was compiled by four activist groups: World Beyond War, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, and Independent Jewish Voices. It's called the Arms Embargo Report. Protesters are now calling for Joly to, quote, "confess for her lies," unquote, and resign. We spoke to protester Tara St. James outside of Joly's home.
The broader picture and the broader demand that we're looking at here is the complicity of the Canadian government when they adamantly told Canadians that there was an embargo and that they were not involved in this genocide, when we have now discovered that they are.
Protesters wrote the words, "Gaza will haunt you," on the sidewalk outside of Joly's home in chalk. After speeches and more noisemaking, the group marched through the plateau towards Montreal Station and left without incident. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.